Welcome to Goosh Talks. In this episode, we're exploring the smart health sector and the Serbian market with Siniša Gošina from EN2 Group. We'll delve into EN2's strategic moves into Serbia and the region, as well as the challenges and trends shaping the global smart health industry. Welcome, Siniša. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So could you provide us a brief introduction into especially the healthcare vertical and then your role within the company?
EN2 is a 30-year-old company experienced in building enterprise IT systems. We are 600 plus employees in four major verticals. We are a creation company, started here, as I said, 30 years ago. Meaning that we are a mature company, so we are not a startup, because you know all these companies today that you have, especially IT, can have just a couple of years of experience. What we are doing is a 30-year-old company. Why it's important? Because in the healthcare, when we are coming to a healthcare, knowledge in the healthcare is really important, and we are accumulating through all these times knowledge about healthcare processes, about our clients, and the building system is really important to understand what your clients are expecting from you. And especially in a healthcare field in which a healthcare industry is a bit conservative. So it's not moving fast like a telecom business or a banking or a finance. So need to be careful in that sense. So that's why it's important to be for a long period of time in the healthcare, or if you are a new company in a smart health field, try to understand what's happening, what's happened before, okay, and then to start your path in building IT for healthcare. My responsibility here is I'm business development director. I'm almost 25 years now in the company, so almost from the start. So entire my career I spent here in EN2. I like being working in these large companies when I accumulate my knowledge, you know. This is a bit different than nowadays when people are doing job hopping, which is also cool and also nice because you're gathering different experiences. But if you try to work in such a conservative vertical, not get me wrong, conservative in a sense, it's not wrong being conservative, but healthcare, you know, healthcare is present for 5,000 years, you know, doctors are treating patients, you know, and you accumulate that knowledge. From that sense, it changes at slow pace. This is really important to understand, especially from a point of view where IT is a young industry, much younger than the healthcare, is combined and actually working together with the healthcare. Yes, so I'm here for 25 years, business development director in the healthcare at this moment.
In how many regions or markets are you active?
Yeah, of course, EN2 as a Croatian company is present here in this region, mainly in the region. Why? Because we are sharing the same past in the same country, you know, and we do not have a language barrier here in Adriatic region. So we are focused only on countries in Adriatic. From the start, we opened our company in Slovenia. And slowly through next 10 years, we opened the companies in Serbia, Bosnia, Northern Macedonia. So all these countries are natural regions for us. Of course, in last couple of years, maybe 10 years plus, we are trying to do some also export on other markets. It's hard to do. It's always hard to do export. But especially in healthcare. Healthcare as a industry is very, focused on each country. So in every country, each and every country, you have one company that is focused on that segment of, for example, hospital information systems in Serbia, you have one dominant producer. Okay. Also like in Croatia, EN2, in Serbia, it's called Heliant. In Slovenia, again, neighboring country on the other side, it's Infonet. So these companies are really dominant producers and they have all the knowledge. They are producing healthcare brilliant healthcare solution, but tailor-made for that country. To cross the border, it's really hard to do. And even when going out of Adriatic region, it's even more harder. So it's not like that in every country, in every industry. You know, for example, tourism is industry in which you can, by natively, it's a cross-country industry. You know, people are traveling, you know, and then software is traveling. Everything is much more easier to do when you are in the travel industry. When doing in healthcare, you always are treating your illness in your country when you're at home, you know. And so and this is really important with the healthcare, and not just the healthcare, but also IT. When IT company is doing software for any vertical, you need to understand what's happening and how that vertical is operating to understand the drivers, motives of that businesses. And then you will understand that a healthcare is natively closed to each country and then to a region. And then when you ask me if we are present in a different regions, that's because of the verticals in which we are present. Slowly we are exporting. Some of our verticals are trying to go to DACH region, for example. Some verticals are going to more price sensitive markets, which is really interesting, because think about clients that you are trying to win. So where they are, how they, what they need. And this is that looks like a strange for a IT company to target different territories and regions. But it's important to understand that maybe some products can go to one type of region and some products to another type.
When talking about verticals, what are the four verticals you have? One is healthcare, obviously, but other three.
Yeah, we have. It's interesting that we have a finance and insurance vertical, which is focused on really finance products. And this one is looking west. So let's go to that region, okay? Because we did an analysis of Europe, and it's interesting that we are targeting Europe because we are a European country. Of course, that success in European countries is always first thing on our agenda. But finance and insurance, our vertical is looking these countries because they are match for our product and the type of advance of that vertical inside these regions. Okay, so this is the second one. The third one is let's say some ERP solutions. This we call this as a I don't know exact phrase, but it's a standard enterprise division working with, we have our own solution for ERP. We are also implementing some other ERPs. We have a GIS solutions, so sub verticals inside that segment. They're also targeting mainly regional. Okay, so they're, at this moment, we try to expand in East a bit with the success. But again, every vertical out of those four, every vertical has its own targets and its own products and its own strategy of expanding. The fourth vertical is a regional government. It's really interesting. That one is really focused to Croatia, because when you are targeting regional authorities, that's tailor-made for current regional organization of Croatia. To expand that to Bosnia, for example, it's really hard. So four of them, healthcare is the biggest one. That's why, and I'm sorry that, and I believe that the topic of this podcast is also healthcare a bit. I'm talking because coming from a healthcare and currently holding a position in a healthcare vertical, most of my experience and my knowledge is coming from healthcare.
Yeah, as Serbia and healthcare are one of the targets of Cruise, how long has Intu been operating in Serbia? And how would you describe your experience in the market?
Yeah, Serbia, it's really, it's a neighboring country, although we had some disputes in the history, but we are sharing the lots of the past together. We understand the market. We do not have a language barrier. So we tried 20 years ago to enter Serbia with different products at that point. You know, IT is always changing. When I say 20-year-old efforts, you mean totally different products at that point in time. So as an enterprise company, we tried to enter with core solutions for our clients. It was a partial success. We opened a company there. So 20 years ago, IN2 Serbia is present on the Serbian market under IN2 brand. But, you know, at that point, seemed logical to be there under our own brand. After a couple of years and growth of that local INTO company there, we decided, look, maybe we should maybe change something. So we had ups and downs on the Serbian market. We tried also to enter with the healthcare. And unfortunately, because of a healthcare, as I explained, is really close to each country, this was not successful. So at this moment, our company there is doing some local projects, but main focus of those teams is to work on international markets, on other in other countries in the region. For example, we have a competence center there in Serbia for Microsoft Dynamics BC ERP. So the guys from there are coming to Croatia and implementing that solution in my some of my clients here in Croatia. Also, when aside of a Dynamics Competence Center, we are building a healthcare specialist team there. So they are working on international markets. So yeah, first thing is we try to focus on Serbia as let's implement something there that is coming from INTO. But also we saw that these guys are brilliant that can work on the other markets with us together. So I don't like to companies that are just selling the manpower, you know, for other markets. So this is a bit combined, you know, strength from quality of people there and a bit less cost. But on the other side, also through that, supporting the local market is also part of our offering in Serbia.
How would you characterize the current business landscape in Serbia, particularly in healthcare sector? You obviously said it's a conservative one, but any other ideas on that front?
Yeah, in healthcare, you will have always brilliant companies. And I said that these guys from Heliant, they are dominant leader in Serbia in producing IT systems for healthcare. Similar as INTO is here, that's the Heliant in Serbia. And to fight with them does not have any reason to do that, because they are really not just excellent company, but also they know local healthcare landscape the best. They know clients. They are also like us, 20 plus years we did with clients. So we said, look, let's work together with them. And what we've done, we all know each other because we see each other on some international conferences. And we did that the same with the Slovenian company Infonet. So we have a let's say some kind of partnership, although we are competitors if you're looking, but not competitors in each country, because you have your own clients and your own software for that client. So yeah, at this moment, we see them as a, okay, let's work together. Why? Because the healthcare in general needs a lot of IT. Healthcare is when we are looking at digital transformation in every vertical, you will see that the finance industry, banking industry, we all have on our mobile phones a banking app. Yeah, but how many of us do have some kind of healthcare app? And I'm not thinking about the personal healthcare for me to exercise, but I'm talking about having the hospital information system on your mobile app, or some medicines on your app that you go to a pharmacy. But that's not so that's not happening often like in banking. Okay, or a travel industry that I already mentioned. Eh? So these industries are more advanced. We are in a healthcare a bit late on that one, but so let's work together with the Heliant, with Infonet, work together. And that means that Serbia, like Croatia and like Slovenia, we have a lot of challenges. So we have these companies that we are working in IT, in a healthcare, needs to stick together, as we have so much work to do to catch travel and the banking industry. So let's work together. And this is how we are approaching to new projects and new ideas and new technology. Let's work together.
Would you say that is a common way to enter the market in Serbia, to just cooperate?
Yeah, I think this is one of the scenarios that you can enter Serbia. So yeah, we tried scenario, let's do our own brand and build a company from zero there. It's really hard to do. So I will not suggest anybody who will try that at this moment. And actually, every moment is a different, you know. Maybe in some business models, it's really, for example, if you are Tesla, you will not cooperate there. You will come there, you will open your shop there. But if you don't have a brand that is above your region, and then you're coming and that brand is there not known, maybe it's wise to cooperate with the local brand that is that has a strong presence and that has a feeling with the clients there. So maybe even white labeling, it's coming to a sense that, okay, I'm giving you my product, you put your own brand on that product, and then you are selling that under your brand, which is also fine. Once you will build your presence on the market, and you will build your relations, and you will come to your clients at the end, your clients will notice your quality or your good product, even if it's branded on a different or with a different name, then you are closer to your clients. Because at the end, what you need to have is your product in the hands of your clients. So I will always suggest to pick somebody who is already there, who understands the market, understands the client, work with them together, and I believe that you will have a much more chances to success than start from zero.
So that's what you do today. You directly go to a competitor to say, let's do it together.
Yeah, even at this moment, I really don't think that the word competitor is a proper one to use. Yeah, because you know, in a sense, when you have so much work to do and not enough manpower to perform that, we are not competitors because we are working together.
Yeah, you have a common goal.
Yeah.
What are the key trends today that are shaping the smart health industry globally, in that sense? And how is Intu going to meet them?
Well, you know, the key trends, you know, I've been here for 25 years. I've seen the dot-com boom and then the mobile revolution that came. I know my first mobile phone was a classic one. You know, now you have everything on your mobile phone. This was the second revolution that I've seen, and you need to adapt to that. Then the blockchain technology came and tried to disrupt a lot of things. Okay, even in the healthcare, there is a blockchain option to how to transform the healthcare, but it's not so common, and not everybody knows how to do that. And now the obvious the technology that is coming today and shaping our market is AI, and everybody are talking about AI. But of course, you have a different type of companies. We, as an enterprise company, are present with our clients for 20 plus years, with some of them 30. You know, and it's really interesting that we are tracking the progress of those clients through so big time span, and we are not just experiencing new technology that is changing our business model, but also business model for our clients. So what we are trying to do. We know how our clients are operating. We have our enterprise solutions, core solutions there. And then we are implementing those new things inside those existing solutions. And this is what typically enterprise companies are doing. So how new technology is changing the way we are providing value for our clients. Of course, AI today, we'll try to speed up your work, and we will try to implement AI inside processes of hospitals. For example, everybody are talking about, for example, in healthcare, in hospitals, everybody are talking about AI will read the exam pictures of radiology. This is interesting because then they can do that fast. Also, the thing AI can do speech to text. So you are talking your exam and the AI is just typing that text. But there are lots of other way of using AI. For example, there is one solution that we built, and it's a small one, and you will say that it's not changing the hospitals at all, but it's really solving one big problem. And this is, for example, no-shows. in hospitals, especially public hospitals, we have a lot of patients that are not coming to appointment. Why? Because they're waiting for 3 to 6 months, you know, and then they forgot to come. And we need to find those patients. And we have an AI that was trained on history data that will tell you which patient will not come. And then you're just calling him. Look, and then we can definitely, AI can help you in discovering those patients. So raising the efficiency of hospitals through implementation of such a small AI segments inside enterprise solutions, this is the way how big enterprise companies are doing their business. Of course, we don't need to forget the startups and all these companies that are building those small things as their core product. So small startups that will do, for example, we had one brilliant company that won the challenge competition saying, let's find patients that will be readmitted after they are released from the hospital. This is a big problem because if you push a patient outside the hospital and he comes back inside 30 days, you know, this is hospital's fault. He shouldn't be released if it's not in a stable condition. And then you implement as a startup company, one small company will develop that algorithm that will take all my data from hospital and then will discover the ratio of possibility that this patient will return back. Because of the current situation, you know, he's not in such a good shape and you are sending him home. Please be aware, leave him one more day inside the hospital, pay attention to him, give him additional instructions how to behave, and maybe he will be not returning inside the 30 days. And this was done, and this is currently developing by one small company in Croatia. And this is how our big, our enterprise companies can work with the startups that are building all those small things. So yeah, I believe that a lot of things are happening in the industry and technology today. Just you need to find your own way and be open for every scenario in that sense.
What you just described is very personal. And as you said, you know, healthcare is conservative as well. But coming from a global perspective, how important is for you to understand the local business culture? If we take Serbia, for example, of course, you're slightly related, the language barrier is not there. But how hard is it to implement those technology changes into the hospitals if you don't know the culture there?
I think that the answer to this question is two elements. One is data. The data is always personal, especially in healthcare, because every data by default that you collect inside the healthcare processes, it's data of some patient. So there is not personal data inside. And we need to tackle that really carefully. There is another segment of the data, which is a secondary use of data. So after you have your patient treated, that data remains as a collection for managing. Later, you can manage the hospital. You can use the data for a career advance of doctors. You can manage the data for science purposes. So all these are segments in which you need to really to be careful how to address that data. You should apply anonymization at a certain point. So data is always private, but data today with AI is actually the real value that you have. And it's really for us, company that is present for 30 years, you know, the most valuable asset that we have aside of our hospital information system is the data that we hold inside those systems. And it's not our asset, it's actually from our hospitals, it's from our clients. But you need to tackle that with carefully. About understanding the local culture and local market. Look, slowly all these cultures are you have a patterns in there in that understanding the culture. You know, if you are just open to understand that, to work together with the local companies and the guys that understand the market, and because I believe that every market will pass through the same path, just not at the same time. So you need to understand, okay, where you are at that point in that market. And if you understand that, you will be, and you position your product and your offering to that market in a proper timeline, then you have much more success. You will have a much more chance of successful approach to market and to your clients.
When thinking about your region altogether, Serbia, Slovenia, all those other countries, what would you say is the most important when making business, when I'm entering the market from coming from abroad?
From abroad, yeah. Well, look, Adriatic region had the same past, you know, and then it's really, although we had some problems in the past, but this past, we are sharing the same business models, same readiness for embracing new technologies, embracing new, even a cultural change that is happening, because we were, through the past, everything was public here. Now, we 30 years ago, we introduced the private ownership and everything. So when we're talking about certain industries, yeah? So you need to understand that. So that's why I'm saying, think about having a local partner. And it's virtually not impossible, but also for me, when I'm coming to some different countries, for example, we did the implementation of hospital information system in Azerbaijan. It was really interesting for us to do that in one country that was a bit far from Croatia. And we tried by ourselves, and it was really hard. But after a year, you understand how these people are thinking. So how they are, what are the challenges there? What type of a country that is, in which evolution segment step they are. So it will be easier for us to have the local partner there to tell you all that from the start. And that's typically this region, Southeast Europe, even countries in the Southeast Europe, so not just Adriatic, but also neighboring countries have a bit difference between each other. So although we are close to each other, think about a special approach, for example, to Hungary, although it's great, the neighborhood of Croatia, it has a different challenges. Of course, Austria on the other side, and then countries to the far to the east, it has a different challenges. But if you have a partner here in Croatia, that partner will sure understand business in Serbia also, and in Bosnia, in Northern Macedonia. So pick one that is typical responsible for your Adriatic region.
So you can enter all those markets sort of at the same time. In that sense.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
So lastly, what advice would you offer to companies striving to innovate and lead within the global smart health sector, and not only in their own country, but more of globally or regionally as well?
Well, yeah, definitely the companies that are from IT point of view innovating. So I'm coming from IT industry, okay? We are always fast-moving industry, you know? It's just a 80 years old industry is always changing. And it's interesting that inside IT, every person who comes to your company is has more knowledge than us that are in the company. So when we are doing some IT transformation, we are relying on the knowledge that is coming to us. Some other verticals have a different position of knowledge. Like in the healthcare, you have with experienced professionals, which are not the youngest people in a, you need to accumulate in a healthcare your experience, and then you have the best knowledge for treating a patient. It's inside older population of doctors inside healthcare system. Okay, so when I'm saying, when you are doing innovation, try to understand your market, your vertical that you try to change. Okay, because we from IT, we always try to change something, and I believe sometimes we are doing that too fast. So if the healthcare is slower on change, and you know it's really important, you don't want, for example, a drug that is invented a year ago. You know, you want a stable drug that was treating you for many years and does not have some side effects. Meaning that if you understand that, then you need to adapt to your vertical, to your clients, to that exact motive that's existing in that vertical. So any advance, so this is again, and I'm sorry, yeah, it's in the healthcare, but I think that every industry has this kind of inner regulations, inner parts, how they are operating. You need to understand that and then to adapt to that. And it's good that IT is by default a really adaptive vertical that, and I'm always telling, look, we are always learning vertical that we are entering into. So I've been in the healthcare vertical for 15 years, but some small time prior to that, I tried also some other vertical. It's really interesting to work for different verticals, but I cannot stress how important it is to understand the business that you are trying to either change or improve or innovate in that segment. This knowledge is really your first thing to do.
Thank you, Sinasa, for joining us today and sharing your invaluable insights to healthcare and your regional differences as well.
Thank you.